This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time to take a trip around the college football universe with Isaac and Sue.
I would like to know things.
This is the College Football Jamboree, part of Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
He is a five-star douche-magoo.
What?
The Fan.
All right, the college football playoff rankings are coming out here. Not that we care anymore, but interesting nonetheless. We'll get to those when they reveal them. It's a big week. You got the Egg Bowl on Thursday.
Yeah,
they always play on Thanksgiving.
And maybe we can see someone urinate on a celebration and cost his team the game.
Oh, was that last year?
I think that was a couple years ago that happened. But remember, he scored the touchdown and did the dog pee celebration. So
Lane Kiffin versus Mike Leach.
Yeah, that's always
fun.
What
an exciting time.
That is fun. We also have, it's kind of cool that this week, all of these are quite meaningful. You've got Ohio State, Michigan, Alabama, Auburn.
Well, the Ohio State-Michigan thing, I mean, come on. I mean, that's...
Well, but I'm just saying, like, all of these games are meaningful in a sense that there's bigger... Even there are already great games in the, you know, by themselves.
Yeah.
But this year, even more meaning. Ohio State-Michigan, Bama, Auburn, Oregon, Oregon State, the Apple Cup, and then the Bedlam, too. Oklahoma, Oklahoma State means a lot.
Yeah.
So we got a big week.
Absolutely. So this is fun because, yeah, you can pencil in Georgia, right? Even if Georgia loses to Alabama in the SEC title game, they're in. Everyone else still has heavy lifting to go, with the exception of Cincinnati. Cincinnati's got a bit of a cakewalk, but Cincinnati, even if they win out, I think they're sweating, you know, what happens. Like, if Alabama found a way to beat Georgia and get in, everyone else still has a long way to go. And I think Ohio State right now looks fantastic, but it's a rivalry game. You're playing number six Michigan. You know, there are no layups here getting into the college football playoff for anybody.
So we got another 10-year contract being handed out in college football. I think Mel Tucker signed that one, or is that just a rumor still? Michigan State.
I have not seen it officially announced, but...
They were rumored to be working on a 10-year, $95 million extension with Mel Tucker at Michigan State.
Yeah, which...
In year two.
I said that he should sign that at halftime of Ohio State before someone reconsiders. You know, it's...
Yeah, I think what they're doing, though, you see that Wander Franco deal today? Tampa Bay rookie?
Yeah.
You know, Wander Franco is like the number one prospect in all of baseball. He came up for Tampa Bay this year, and he was really good. And so Tampa Bay, not the New York Yankees, is saying they're signing him to like a 12-year, $225 million deal.
Yeah.
He's only like... I don't know how old he is. He is young.
They don't want him to cash in on...
He's 19 or something.
Yeah, dude,
they don't
so
want
young.
To cash in on a $400 million deal.
Right. So what they're doing is, if they think he's the real deal, they'll have him locked up at however much money that is per year, which is still a lot, but way less than they would if he hits free agency or he has a couple of big MVP type years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they wipe out all of his arbitration years as well as his first 6 years of potential free agency.
And you say, well, why do these guys sign that? You know, that's a good question. I mean, he's from, I don't actually know where he's from, but a lot of these guys from, you know, like Dominican or wherever, you know, they see the, they
he is
see
Dominican.
The, he's Dominican. They see the guaranteed money and they just, like Ronald Acuna is the prime example of this, where they got him for, it's not next to nothing, but it's way cheaper than he probably would get if he just bet on himself. But these guys, they see the money, they take
from
the money.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Well, Ozzie Albies was even a worse deal, like,
was it?
For him. They did Albies and Acuna, the Braves, did at the exact same time and gave them peanuts compared to what they would be worth. But on the flip side, I mean, look at Acuna this year. He was out for most of the year after hurting his knee. I think a player looks at that and goes, I can take, if I'm Franco, almost $200 million of money and say I'm good. And if I have a major injury that affects my career and I never get to that level, well,
but
I've got $200 million.
I think baseball is based on betting, trying not to have to pay more down the road, obviously.
That's what I think these coaches are doing. See, these ADs are doing.
I don't. I think this is based out of fear. Because this comes from programs that believe that the moment that you have success, someone's going to come along and grab your coach. So I think that this is not, we're going to have to pay him more later. I think this is 100% based on fear.
I feel like it could be both.
When you look at Michigan State, which, by the way, Mel Tucker has done a nice job, but you're basically paying him $100 million because he beat Michigan. Other than that, he's had a nice year, and he's done it mostly through the transfer portal. But this is more of, for Michigan State, you've got USC, you got LSU, you got Florida, you got all these jobs, and the idea is, oh my God, we're going to lose our guy. But I think it's ridiculous that colleges continue to throw this sort of money at coaches. But you said it yesterday, they clearly don't mind paying the freight because they keep doing it over and over. And I asked the question, how many of these work out where within a year or two or even three you give this massive contract extension 8, 9, 10 years? How often does it work out?
Well, I go back to Kirk Ferentz. That did work out.
He may
and
be
everybody
the one.
Laughed at that when they did it, but that's I think the idea. I think it's both. I think you're right. There is some fear in everybody's gonna come poach my coach, so you do have to give those extensions. That's just the reality of the business, right?
Yep.
But at the same time, if you lock them up for longer, I think their thinking is, well, we won't have to pay him. If we give him a 5-year deal at $9.5 million, what are we paying him? If he's still here and we still want him for the next 5-year deal, we're paying him more. So might as well give him 10 years now because we think he's our guy.
Yeah.
So I think it can be a little bit of both.
What I don't say, like Nebraska, right? Scott Frost has not been good at Nebraska at all. They gave him an extension and a raise based on what? And
well, I think based on the fact that they want continuity, that they're going to keep him. I don't know. That's a weird one. How much did they give him?
They just restructured his deal, but they wouldn't tell you the terms, which means we gave an extension, but you're taking less money.
Well, there you go. So they had some leverage, and they screwed him down to less money.
But they bumped him up last year after whatever it was, another disastrous season, and they bumped him up and gave him an extension and gave him a raise where he's making like $6.5 million a year.
So the new one to get 10 years, and this one is official, Penn State coach James Franklin is not going to be the new USC coach or the LSU coach. Or the Florida coach, he's staying at Penn State. 10 years, $8.5 million per.
Again, I love that James Franklin went, remember, because he came out and gave that really weird press conference. We didn't really deny the USC thing. I'd like to believe deep down he's like, with every one of these flash bulbs that goes off and every article that's written, I get an extra $500,000 a year. Thank you very much.
All right, we'll reveal the college football playoff rankings and where Oregon fell. Coming up next, Jambaroo 414 on the Fan.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Oregon basketball against St. Mary's is coming up next. If the Ducks win, they will play Wisconsin tomorrow in the championship of the Maui Jim Maui Invitational, not in Maui, but Las Vegas.
There you go.
Wisconsin held off Houston 65-63. If they lose, they'll play... Well, I would imagine they'll play Houston.
If Oregon wins, this show will be on late. It'll be on around 4:30. If they win, it'll be a normal 3-7. Or sorry, if they lose, it'll be a normal 3-7 show.
Okay. Rude accordingly.
Depending on what you want this program to be.
Okay, so here are the college football playoff rankings for this week. I'll start you at 13.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky number 13. I only start you there because it's your BYU Cougars.
Yes.
Who play USC this week, by the way.
Go Cougs. Look, we're still hoping maybe there's a chance at a New Year's Six Bowl.
Yeah. Now, how would they do that?
Well,
if Cincinnati loses?
Yeah, if Cincinnati loses or if Cincinnati ends up in the college football playoff, you know, there's going to be some shakeup because Oklahoma State still have to play each other. Oregon could lose again. You know, you never know.
Who beat BYU?
BYU got drubbed by Baylor, and they got nicked by Boise State.
Ah, Boise State.
Yeah.
Duh. That one hurts.
The Boise State one hurt. Baylor was just better. They just
Baylor's beat. Pretty good.
Yeah, Baylor was just better than BYU.
So BYU 13, Michigan State 12, Oregon is 11, and Oklahoma 10. Yeah. Ole Miss 9, Baylor 8, Oklahoma State 7th, Notre Dame 6th, Michigan 5th. And then the top four, Cincinnati is 4th, Alabama drops to 3, Ohio State jumps up to 2, and Georgia is still number 1.
Just saw this tweet, projected lines for the current playoff. Georgia, 16.5 point favorite over Cincinnati.
Over Cincinnati.
And then Ohio State, 3.5 point favorite over Alabama.
Ooh, that'd be good. Yeah. Watching those two go at it.
But anyone that thinks that Cincinnati's fine winning out, it's just, it's not true. You know, they
Cincinnati, what do they need?
Well, I still think they need some help. Their biggest thing is they need Georgia to beat Alabama because it gets Alabama out of there as a two-loss team, right?
Does it, though?
Yeah, I think it does. I don't think that a two-loss Alabama or a two-loss Ohio State or a two-loss Michigan. I also think that Cincinnati should be nervous about either Oklahoma or Oklahoma State. If they were to finish this thing out and be a one-loss team, I don't think that Cincinnati is necessarily safe. I think there's a good chance that Cincinnati, if they take care of business, can hold on to that fourth spot, but I don't think it's a gimme. I think the thing that Cincinnati has going for it is sitting right behind them being Notre Dame. It would be pretty ballsy of the committee to say that Notre Dame's resume is better than Cincinnati's based on schedule when Cincinnati beat them and beat them handily. So
does the Big 12 play a championship game?
Yes.
So is it just the top two teams?
Top two teams.
So Oklahoma and Oklahoma State could play 2 weeks in a row?
Yes.
Or is Baylor number two? Well, no, it would be Baylor.
I can look and see what the official standings are for them. But that's yeah, they just take their two top teams because there's not many. So right now, Oklahoma.
It'd be Baylor.
Yeah, because one of them would have an extra loss.
Yeah, so right now, Oklahoma State are both 7-1 in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Baylor 6-2. So whoever wins Bedlam between Oklahoma and Oklahoma State will likely play Baylor, right? Because it would be a tiebreaker. I don't know how they do it, but Baylor
be some combination of those.
Beat Oklahoma. So a tiebreaker, they would go. And Oklahoma State beat them.
So I'm not certain how, if we end up with some three-way thing, but it'll be a rematch of two of those three teams.
Yeah.
But if there's a one-loss Big 12 team, so obviously they're going to beat the drum and say, we deserve to be in over Cincinnati. But there is finally a path that you can see for one of these non-Power 5 to get in. And, you know, I think there would be a big push from the general public, but that doesn't mean anything for the committee. What we need to do is listen to Dave Bartu and see what he thinks.
He just texted me.
What did he say about Cincinnati?
Cincinnati needs Alabama and Oklahoma State to lose.
Okay. So that's, yeah. So that's what I said about Alabama. And then, but would
he? Yeah, that's interesting.
But don't they need?
Well, because Oklahoma would then be one loss. And if they go back and avenge the loss to Baylor, they're right? Sitting there at one loss.
Exactly. So I still think it's scary for Cincinnati either way. But
it sounds like from what Dave has said on the show prior that Oklahoma's metrics are so bad that I'm not sure even a couple of these wins will save them.
But Oklahoma State could potentially jump, and that's why he said they're
3 points or 3 spots ahead of them already.
That's why they need Oklahoma State to
Well, don't forget about lose. Ohio State, Michigan. You know, Michigan wins that. Watch out.
Yeah, but that's the thing is that if Michigan State wins, I think it bumps
Michigan.
Ohio State. Yeah, if Michigan beats Ohio State, it bumps Ohio State out, and Michigan just replaces them. So I still think Cincinnati's fine. I don't believe that you're going to put in a two-loss Ohio State or a two-loss Alabama. So I think Cincinnati's safe in that aspect, even if Ohio State gets upset because it's just it's switching spots.
Now, who is going to be in the Big Ten title game on the other side? Is it a team that could beat Ohio State or Michigan?
I think that's still to be determined. I think it's Wisconsin or Minnesota.
Wisconsin's 8-3.
I don't think that has been determined yet.
Is Wisconsin good?
They're okay. They play awful offense, and I mean,
are they good?
Awful offense.
Yeah, that's classic Wisconsin.
Yes.
All right.
Welcome to that side.
Still a lot of football out there.
What about Iowa?
No, it's Iowa. It's Iowa. Wisconsin and Iowa are tied right now.
Yep, they're both 6-2. Minnesota is 5-3.
Freaking Iowa.
There you go. 14-16, I think, Wisconsin and Iowa.
All right. Well, I'd like to see some fresh blood in that tournament. So give me Cincy.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be fine with Oklahoma State.
Yeah. Give me them. Give me Baylor. Give me Michigan even. I'm okay with that.
Baylor can. Baylor's two loss, but.
You know, oh, that's right.
Never been a two loss team. Not going to happen this year.
All right. Well, we're done talking sports, guys.
That's it.
It's over. You may ask why.
What up?
Oregon basketball taking over.
They're at the Maui Gym. Contracts have been signed.
There is something we could do, but.
Shut up. There's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
Contracts have been signed.
We can do a hostile takeover and just talk sports for the people. But we don't want to do that.
I'm not breaking contracts.
That's right. We don't want to go to court.
We're a show of our word, kind of, sort of.
So Oregon is playing St. Mary's at the Maui Gym Maui Invitational. That's coming up next. We are maybe back tomorrow, 3-7. Could be on a little late, depending on how the Oregon game goes. So just tune in, okay? Just don't change the channel. How about that?
Yeah.
Never push the button.
Ever.
Or never turn off the app. The Odyssey app. That's how you can listen to us.
We're here always.
I'm stretching.
Except when we don't.
An Odyssey station.
Stretching in radio.
Trying to hit the mark.
I don't know. He just said a minute left already. That's an eternity.
Hell,
I could break into hot Kansas football talk for 30 seconds here. If you'd like.
Is there 30 seconds of hot Kansas football talk?
Who they got this week? I don't even know.
They play, I'm assuming, Kansas State, right? Missouri?
They've already played Kansas State. They don't play Missouri.
Yeah, Missouri's SEC.
All right. I don't know. Oregon basketball is next. Hopefully we're back 3-7 on the fan tomorrow. Good night. Love you.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.